Test 67, Section 2, Question 25. Now, this one says, which of the following, if true, justifies the application of the principle? Now, in order to justify the application of a principle, we have to make sure that we meet all of the if conditions of that particular principle. So the principle is, only if a professor believes that a student knowingly presented someone else's ideas without attribution, should the professor make an official determination that the student has committed plagiarism. So basically, only if you believe that you knowingly presented it, should they present it. Now, the if then there is that if you're going to accuse someone of plagiarism, you have to believe that someone knowingly presented their ideas. And that's important because it doesn't say if you do believe it, then you should. It's just saying if you should, then you have to believe that. Now, the second thing about that is the contrapositive, of course, is going to say if the professor doesn't believe it, then the professor shouldn't. So now we look at the application. It is not the case that Cerfin should make an official determination that Walters committed plagiarism in the paper. So in order to say that if we want to make it so that they shouldn't, we need it to be the case that the professor does not believe the student knowingly presented someone else's ideas without attribution. So in order to justify the application, we have to have a case where Professor Cerfin does not believe that Walters presented someone else's ideas without attribution. So, A, Professor Cerfin does not have a completely compelling evidence to conclude that Walters presented. Problem is, that's not our standard. The standard is, it's believing. We've got to say that Professor Cerfin doesn't believe that. B, and so certainty, you know, or completely compelling evidence isn't what we need. So I don't like A. Even though the idea is right, it's just the wrong word strength. B, if Walters had realized that the main thesis was identical, or is identical to main thesis of a book he read, Walters would have attributed the idea. It doesn't really matter what Walters would or wouldn't have done. It matters what Professor Cerfin believes that Walter did or didn't do. C, although the main thesis of Walter's term paper is identical to that of a book he did not cite, Professor Cerfin is convinced that Walter did not knowingly try to pass anyone else's ideas off as his own. That would justify it, because if Professor Cerfin is convinced that Walters didn't knowingly try, then there's no way that Professor Cerfin could believe that the student presented someone else's ideas without attribution and knowingly did that. D, Walters does not believe that Cerfin should make an official determination. We don't care what Walters does or doesn't believe. It's all about Cerfin. Professor Cerfin has no intention of making a determination. We don't care what Professor Cerfin is going to do. It's what Professor Cerfin believes and what Professor Cerfin should do. And so therefore, answer choice C would be our correct one.